Hello. Have you heard, Mother, dear mother, you know you're the one I love, but our car is out of gas, so will you get out and shove?
Yes, it's radio's famous poet, Falstaff Openshaw, with Falstaff's Fables. Transcribed Monday through Friday by Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way, the malted milk candy bar. Light, soft nougat, real malted milk, smooth, creamy caramel, all wrapped in extra thick, pure milk chocolate. When you crave good candy, have a Milky Way. And here comes Falstaff with Falstaff Jr. and another Falstaff's fable, The Brave Little Tailor. Prepared, Falstaff?
Indubitably. In fact, in double-dubitably. Shallst?
By all means.
Thanks. Tonight I tell the tale of a tailor and the giant he went forth to hit.
Did he beat the giant?
Oh, definitely, lad.
Oh, I suppose he gave him a fit.
Yes, he gave... No, he did nothing of the kind. Nor any of the other jokes there in your mind. He didn't cut him out, sew him up, or even follow suit. Though the way that he did do it was really quite cute.
Well, how did he do it? Would you care to tell?
Gladly. But first, I've got something to sell. For confection, that's perfection. For a treat at work or play. For delicious and nutritious, just remember Milky Way. Yes, sir, for a candy treat that's always grand. There's only two words you need say. And I know once you try it, you always will buy it. Remember those words. Milky Way.
Now Falstaff's fable. The Brave Little Tailor.
There was once a little tailor, before the days of window screens, who forever was battling insects that flew through his door in streams.
I'm going to swat these doggone flies,
said the tailor with a mutter, whereupon he sent seven right off to fly heaven with one blow of his little fly swatter.
I killed all seven with just one blow,
the little tailor cried. And the mayor, out walking, by chance heard him talking and thought it was men that had died. Mine boy, said the mayor, I didn't suspect. You killed seven men? That's stupendous. Have you heard of the giant that's been so defiant? Go kill him at once. He's tremendous. The poor tailor, he shook as his needle he took, and off to the giant he traveled. He found the big guy was 300 feet high, in a suit that was frazzled and unraveled.
I've come here to kill you,
the tailor confessed.
Though it's a job I regard with some loathing, let's just make a trade. Would you scram if I made a nice giant-sized suit of clothing?
It's a deal. Here's some cloth you can use. A tent from Barnum and Bailey.
So the canvas was ripped up, the suit was soon whipped up, and the giant departed quite gaily.
The giant is gone,
the tailor told the town.
He's departed for England or France. How'd I make him pack? Why, I gave him a belt on the back, and also a cuff on the pants.
So now he's the town's leading hero, and a most successful youth. He's rolling in riches, and he says as he stitches,
you see, it sure pays to tell the truth.
Jack be nimble, Jack be quick, Jack jump over the candlestick. That's a waste of time, I'd say. Settle down, Jack. Eat a Milky Way. Good night.
Falstaff's Fable, starring Alan Reed, Sr. and Jr., with a rhyming hand from D.H. Johnson, is presented by Mars Incorporated, makers of famous Milky Way candy bars.
Yes, whenever you crave good candy, whenever our flag's unfurled, always say Milky Way. Milky Way is out of this world.
Dick Tufeld speaking. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.